But when it comes to talking about death and ceremonies around death for humans, and in particular the significance of flowers, it turns out that actually our ancestors were not so different from us, although they may not have been wiped out in a pandemic flu. New research from an international team led by Israeli archaeologists has now revealed the earliest human graves that show definite evidence of being scattered with flowers, and they've dated them back to between 13,700 and 11,700 years ago. Now that's roughly around the end of the last major ice age. Now there are older burial sites dotted around the world, in some cases from tens of thousands of years ago, but they're more commonly just for a few people and aren't thought to be places where bodies were regularly and ceremonially buried. Now the burial sites we're talking about here are in northern Israel, next to the Mediterranean. They're known as Natufian sites, and they're the earliest cemeteries we know about so far. Researchers have been studying them for a while, and they found more than 450 bodies buried across a number of these sites. And a new analysis of the graves, published in the journal PNAS from Danny Nadel and his colleagues, show they contain impressions of a range of local plants, including herbs like sage and mint, that have been made in a soft mud lining that was put into the grave. So the graves were dug and then they were lined and had flowers put into them. Now these plants flower early in the year, and they're quite prettily coloured and they're very strongly smelling, so they'd probably have been used at spring or early summer burials.
And what happens if you die in the winter?
The plants that they found in this case, they've degraded by that point, so I think that's still a bit of a mystery. But the scientists did actually find evidence of chiselling in caves that were part of the cemetery, suggesting that burial was very important. It was a planned and it was a sophisticated ritual. Now, this research, as well as being quite an interesting story about what life might have been like back then, it does tell us a lot about how we've used flowers in our culture over many, many years. Flowers do have a lot of emotional and spiritual meanings. And at the time the Natufians lived, their world was in turmoil. The environment was changing very fast. The population around them was growing very fast. So the researchers think that maybe elaborate rituals like this, these elaborate burials, help to bring social groups together and help to strengthen their society, and very much like they still do for us modern humans today.
Thank you, Kat. And if you'd like to follow up on that and on any of the other stories we've covered this week, they're all on our website at nakedscientists.com/news, together with the references, so that you can go and check out the original published paper too.